Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is the 11th day of June, 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We're also going to have open phones throughout the 4 hours, an open line Wednesday, though Bob Chapman briefly joined us yesterday. He'll be with us in the second hour, but we'll have open phones then as well on the economy and where we see it basically going to, where it's going to. Very important broadcast lined up for you today. In the news, MSNBC poll, do you believe President Bush's actions justify impeachment? 70,000 different responses, 89% yes. Between the secret spying, the deceptions leading to war, and more, there's plenty to justify putting him on trial. But there is a complete mainstream media blackout on the fact that Congressman Dennis Kucinich yesterday introduced 35 articles, 35 different reasons to impeach President Bush. Now, I mentioned it yesterday, but I want to play some of the congressmen who were trying to line up for the show right now, because these are all very serious charges he's made, and they're all public. It's all admitted by the White House itself. This indictment, or this call for an indictment, if the House votes for it, that then is an indictment, and it goes to the Senate for the trial. So these charges are not debatable. In fact, many of the charges he brought forward aren't even the tip of the iceberg. But we can also myopically get focused in on George W. Bush. He's a loathsome, very easy to hate, non-lovable individual. But just remember, at the end of the day, he doesn't mind being hated. In fact, he likes it. You hurt them by talking about how they're puppets, talking about how they're nothing, talking about how Karl Rove and him are just little fake front men who really run nothing, but who carry out orders from those higher up above them, like the Global Ruling Council, the Bilderberg Group, that no national media covered, no, quote, mainstream media covered. A complete blackout on the Fed chairman, whose normal every move is watched, the Fed president, the private Federal Reserve, the Queen of the Netherlands, the Queen of Spain, David Rockefeller, Henry Kissinger, Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, all of them meeting Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and leaving Sunday. But daring Americans, people who love liberty and freedom, did go there and did bullhorn them at point-blank range to great danger to ourselves. And I'm really blown away that I've seen some armchair quarterbacks and alternative media sites and emails I've gotten saying we didn't do enough, or we didn't do it right, or there wasn't enough of us out there, or I should have done this, or I should have done that. Listen, I'm not even here to criticize you back. I'm just saying you really should get in the arena. You really should get in the ring, down on the field, and take a walk in our shoes for a mile before you criticize. And yes, I knew it was going to happen. They're now saying our protest was staged, it wasn't real, and that we worked for Bilderberg. This is the government. They can't allow us to have any victories against tyranny, so they have to try to steal those from the people by just this hyper-cynicism that we see. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but it is brain rot that holds us back to a certain extent. I have now seen a website saying that I'm putting pyramids and Illuminati symbols in my films, Martial Law, Terror Storm, Endgame, that it's secret programming. When we talk about the New World Order, we show a pyramid. It's open on the screen. Yes, we're showing you the New World Order symbol, but not subliminally, on the surface, to show people our enemy's symbol. You know, if I show a Nazi flag in my film talking about Hitler, I'm not for Hitler. I mean, come on, criticize the government and the media. Me for showing the enemy symbol?
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank. Someone who cares.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Tip of the spear, the very front lines in the info war. The fight for free humanity. The fight to unlock as many minds as we can to the threat of world government, the institutional generational wealth that has combined its forces together, centered in London in the last 200 years, waging war against free humanity, carrying out open, gigantic, soft kill eugenics operations against all of us, every FBI agent, every police officer. We have brought you top scientists. We have brought you genetic engineers. We have brought you the inventor of the polio vaccine, top eugenicists, admitting what they did to you. We are here warning you, please listen to me. In your heart, in your soul, if you have any discernment, you know that I'm telling you the truth. You know you've already read and seen enough in your life, even pieces of it. Now learn more. Find out that I have dedicated my life, and that millions of other wonderful people across the globe have dedicated their lives to exposing the world government. Open phones today at 1-800-259-9231. First-time callers, tell us you're a first-time caller. You will go to the head of the line. In fact, the more I think about it, I don't want people who've been calling in every single week to be able to dominate the discussion. So today, at least in the first 2 hours, I am going to take first-time callers only. Just made that decision live here on air, flying by the seat of our pants. 1-800-259-9231. So purge all the phones and let people who are first-time callers call in. 1-800-259-9231. Let me just run through the stack of news now, then I'll go back through more detail later, or I'll never get to it. Again, do you believe President Bush's actions justify impeachment? 89% of 70,000-plus respondents say yes. Between the secret spying, the deceptions leading to war, and more, there's plenty to justify putting him on trial. Gazprom, that's the big Russian energy giant, predicts oil will reach $250 per barrel in the near future. Another headline here out of Canada, 250 or bus, oil baffles experts. Let me just add to the oil story. I was listening to Neil Bortz driving into the office this morning, and his callers were calling in going, why is oil so high? Well, why is oil so high? And he lied to them. He's not stupid. And as a fake libertarian there to deceive and neutralize and ensure that true conservatives don't wake up and take the country and the world back, he's not stupid. Very intelligent man. I've met him, had him walk up to me and start cussing at me on the street. He said that it's speculators and the environmentalists won't let us drill. Well, let me just give you the facts. More than 70% of gas price increases worldwide. Speculations about 20% of the 30% that's left, about 10% is environmental restrictions. More than 70% is dollar devaluation, and he knows it. The media, the mainstream media knows it. They will not say it. And I hear these bumbling callers calling in going, it's the Arabs, they're doing it to us, and the Democrats have got a conspiracy. And Bort says, yes, it's a conspiracy. They won't let us drill in Anwar. They won't let us drill in Alaska. And that is a very small piece of it. Most of it is the fact that the dollar has been devalued. Oil usage is actually down on the year because of its price. It's so frustrating to have most of my family working in the oil industry here in Texas for generations and to know basically everything about it. And to have Dr. Corsi, an expert on it as well. And it just totally frustrates me that I continue to see the people lied to about this. It is the dollar devaluation. And why is it important to educate the public? Because then we can politically force the globalists to not continue to devalue the dollar. They're devaluing it by as much as a penny every month. You're like, oh, a penny, that's not much. They've already devalued it to 165, 166 against the euro, when the euro opened at 82 cents in 2000 against it. So that is a swing now, an incredible swing. Depending on how you look at it, it's between 50 and 70% reduction. If you look at it with the opening of the euro, it's a 70 plus. If you look at it from the euro at with parity in 2002 against the dollar, we're talking 55% or so. It goes up and down each day. But you can't. We're not strong enough. We don't have a big enough megaphone. We can't reach these poor people. I just want to warn them. I want to warn people that there are thousands of studies, totally documented, government studies here as well, admitting that cell phone use will give you a brain tumor right on the side of your head where you use the phone. Guaranteed. Ted Kennedy's got one. Formerly, it was a tumor that one in a couple million people got. Now, hundreds of thousands a year are getting it. Every form of cancer is exploding. They've always got some made-up reason for it when the studies actually show what's doing it. I want to warn people that they've done Australian, British, and U.S. studies showing that the average Westerner under the age of 30 has the hearing of a 70-year-old. You know why that is? Headphones, folks. See, in radio, we know this. And now 13 years on radio, I've lost a lot of my hearing, and I'm having to make myself turn the headphones down really low, but it's a catch-22 because I've already lost hearing. And so I understand what headphones do. Headphones are making you deaf, okay? I want to warn you about that. It's a normal instinct. I want to warn you that sodium fluoride eats holes in your brains and attacks every organ and calcifies the pituitary, the hypothalamus, and others. Thousands of studies. Total fact. I want to warn police officers that they've had studies for 20 years with massive, in some studies, as much as a tenfold, most studies show about a fivefold increase in testicular cancer men Will the cops refuse to have radar guns, or will they demand that they be mounted in the front of the car and they direct them by a handheld device or something? No. Am I trying to get out of radar tickets? No. I don't want you dying of testicular cancer or having your testicles amputated. I'm just trying to warn you. People can say, oh, you fearmonger on your show. I sit here reading all the things that are hurting us. They've had studies for 50 years that multiple types of plastics that are in most of the drinking glasses and bottles and packaging we use, in their manufacture, leach massive amounts of hormone-mimicking, estrogen-mimicking hormones, and that's a major reason for different types of cancers. And feminization of men and hyper-feminization of women. There are now hundreds of thousands in the U.S., tens of thousands of 3-year-old and 4-year-old girls that have to be given hormone shots. Instead of telling them, get your child off plastics, get them off hormone milk, when they know what's doing it, and they don't even tell them get off the hormones, they say, oh, we'll give you another hormone to block that, and then they get things like Cushing's disease and others that causes all sorts of hormonal malfunction. You know how dangerous it is to give people high doses of different types of hormones that suppress other hormones? And there's hundreds of issues. I was thinking about it this last night and this morning. Things were racing through my mind. I want to warn you about this. I want to warn you about that. I mean, it is an insane society. And then you've got them knowingly putting hundreds of different identifiable high-powered cancer viruses that cause cancer in your vaccines. I've got all the studies going back that I learned 10 years ago where they find levels of Prozac, levels of Ritalin, levels of birth control female hormone and water supplies that aren't connected to large human populations that shouldn't have the drugs in it. And it's at levels where it couldn't just be from leaching from human waste that it's being added. Do you understand you and I and all of us are under undebatable attack? The eugenicists said they would do it. The Eugenics Society stated it. I've made a film, Endgame, showing you their quotes, showing you the documents. I'm going to make a part two to Endgame, where we just go through nothing but their own studies and their admissions. You know, a lot of the establishment people think I'm weak. They think I've got a problem because I care about other people. They think it's stupid. But what happens to a society where nobody cares about anybody else? It falls apart. President Bush regrets his legacy as a man who wanted war. That's his job, though, to take the blame for it when he's just a puppet, and then they move on and give us an Obama or a McCain. Boffin predicts computer games will help kids create genetically engineered life forms. Princeton Packet reports on that. Another one out of the News of Australia. Pentagon okays brainwave binoculars. They're already making the troops take implantable chips. Now they're saying, you want to be a fighter pilot? Got to take a brain chip. Mainstream news. Chrysler building on the block, sovereign Arab fund to pay $800 million for the famous Chrysler building. An Italian snags the Flatiron building in New York because that's because the dollar's been devalued down to nothing. They've got the money. They're coming in and buying everything up. The government's now made what's being purchased secret. You only see a blurb here, a blurb there when it's publicly announced by the company. Obama admits smoking cigarettes in the last few months. Who cares? U.S. bars ID refuseniks from planes, but not ID losers, the register. You see, if you say you don't have your ID or you lost it, they let you on the plane, or if you're an illegal alien, they do. It's selectively enforced. It's like you get a bank account without an ID if you're a foreigner, but not a citizen. And it says, yes, if you say you lost it, you get on. But if you say you refuse, you don't. It's all about making you submit. FBI agent says, special agent says, catastrophic attack is revenge for torture, Abu Ghraib. Total disinfo, we'll cover that. Iran threatened after Gates visits Bilderberg meeting, defense secretary. Lawmaker asked McCain to talk to 9/11 theorist as hunger striker going into his 16th day. We're going to have him pop in today. Goes into his 16th day in front of McCain's office. 7 people arrested for cheering in high school graduations, South Carolina. Any reason to arrest people? It's all coming up. Your phone calls, Bob Chapman. It is Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen, the 11th day of June, 2008. The websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com, Infowars.net, are on the cutting edge of the resistance. We'll be right back.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Ted Anderson from Midas, June 11, 2008, gold, 875, 30 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 901, 443.85 for half, 221.93 for quarter. That's 901, 443.85, and 221.93. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now. Here. We are desperately trying to warn the planet. That's the bottom line. coming up in about 2 hours, we got Blair Gadsby. He's into his 16th day of hunger strike in front of McCain's office out there in the 110-degree heat in the Arizona sun. He'll be joining us coming up for a 10-minute report. He's very weak. Also, Bob Chapman coming up in about 35 minutes. We'll be taking your calls coming up in the next segment. I scanned through one stack of news. I have a second stack I want to scan through if we take some calls. And then I want to go back through some of the news I mentioned in more detail. But really, I was thinking about my philosophy last night. I woke up at about 3 in the morning and had trouble going back to sleep. And it really hit me that what I'm doing, what we're all doing here together. And it's about life force. I have so much life force. I have so much love of life, so much passion for life. I'm in love with life to such an extent that I'm willing to lay down my life for others. I'm willing to put myself in the way of the New World Order, the most dangerous, ruthless, cunning individuals on the planet, because I understand that I'm here and I have the liberties I do have because men and women before me fought and died and bled and sweat just at amazing levels so that we would have any freedom today. And I understand that my life is transitory and is so short, and I owe a debt to the species itself. The New World Order, as Richard Inhofe wrote, wants a global carbon tax to regulate and control our lives and track every purchase we make and restrict how much we can eat and where we can go and our lifestyles. And they are training us that humans are the enemy and training us that we're bad and that we're evil to really destroy the sense of racial consciousness that the human race as a whole has, and to basically short-circuit the prime directive of exploration, of construction, of creativity, so that they can teach us that the fundamentals of our species ever going onward and upward is a bad thing, and so that they can set up society along the lines of the state controlled by the multinational corporations waging war against humanity. You need to turn on your core programming. You need to rediscover who you are as a human and realize how amazing life is, how amazing a single cell is, and how much more amazing your body is, and the communities of tissues that make it up and make you a human being, and the seat of the soul, your mind. Madison Avenue comes to you first and makes you feel inadequate about life, makes you think you're pathetic, makes you think you're not handsome, you're not beautiful. The most beautiful women you'll ever meet believe they're ugly. They've been taught to hate themselves. They've been taught to not appreciate life. They've been taught to hate their fellow men and women. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Steve Jobs, that heads up Apple and is worth tens of billions of dollars, supposedly had a form of pancreas cancer that normally kills you. I happen to know because I have a great uncle that has something similar to it. Very hard to beat. Normally you don't live more than 5 years. He's lived 4 years. He was up during a presentation yesterday and looked like a skeleton, and people are speculating again that he may have cancer again or may be covering it up because he did last time he had pancreas cancer. And the reason I bring that up is, what are his tens of billions of dollars? What are even the advanced technologies? May have given him 4 years, when most people die of that type, actually in about a year. The greatest survivability is 5. I wonder what he's thinking at potentially what could be the end of his life. I just want you to think about the nature of life. I want you to make those decisions for yourself. I'm not even telling you what the nature of life is. But I am so alive myself, and I have so much love for everyone. You know, at a certain area of my psyche, I hate the New World Order, but really as I grow and learn, I pity them. I feel sorry for them. I can get some idea of what Christ meant when he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They destroy themselves when they serve evil, when they're greedy and filled with avarice and hatred towards their fellow men." Come back, take your calls, get into a ton of news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sat down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs. Got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I sat down with Big Brother and the national ID. Don't want a chip in my wallet, chip in my car. And if I want to travel, it's nobody's business how far. Don't want no shackles.
That's right, Jimmy Vaughn, blues legend.
Don't want no shackles on me.
I sit down with Big Brother.
I say shame on Big Brother, always tracking and tracing me.
This morning I was thinking about something else.
Don't want to chuck in my mother.
I was thinking about the fact that we were called kooks, we were called nuts, we were called crazies 10, 12 years ago for saying the Council on Foreign Relations even existed. I remember I was a Rush Limbaugh fan 16, 17 years ago. Let me see, I got out of high school in 1993. was in college by 93. I was listening to Limbaugh when I was a junior. So how many years ago is that? Like 1992, 91? We're talking 16 years ago. And Limbaugh would say that the Council on Foreign Relations didn't exist and it was a coup detector. And then I'd read some books and mainline history books by the establishment about how they were setting up a one-world government and how there was a CFR that was meant to manage that here in the U.S., the real government that's below the Bilderberg Group. And I thought, well, that's funny. I like him on Second Amendment and all these other issues that he doesn't really talk about now. He's gotten even worse. And then I started researching more, and I found out a lot from that point. But to have just the New York Times in 2000 write an article saying I was insane and believed in an imaginary Bohemian Grove, believed in a Council on Foreign Relations, believed in a Bilderberg Group, to now, you know, go there and cover it and have guests on that have been covering it for more than three decades, and to have the mainstream media have to admit it exists, but basically just have a footnote and a story here or there. I mean, we were right about that. There is a shadow government. Their own documents have been released. They admit they're a shadow government. The World Council, they admit they set up the European Union. Judicial Watch sued a year and a half ago and got the SPP, North American Union document meetings from Banff, Canada, from the 23rd of September to the 26th. And its first item of agenda was secrecy and keeping North American governance and integration secret from the public and how they'd use a continent-wide carbon tax to fund the new government. And we have it. It's declassified via the lawsuit. They had to hurry up the declassification of it. And we have it, and it's in my film Endgame, and Dr. Corsi's written a best-selling book, Late Great USA, but still I get made fun of on other talk shows. I get invited on as a guest all the time, and then they'll make fun of me and say, you think this is happening? I mean, they treat all of us like idiots. It's very insulting. I know there are a lot of Texans listening where they have billboards up, scores of them in every city. I've seen them in Dallas, San Antonio, Houston, Austin, out in the middle of nowhere. It'll say Trans-Texas Corridor with the Texas Department of Transportation website, and the foreign companies own it and run it, and they're putting toll roads on existing roads. And CNN and Fox say Ron Paul's crazy that not even the Trans-Texas Corridor exists. I mean, the level, when you really start researching how things work and you really start finding out there's no law, you got to take vaccines, but they lie and say there is, and people line up under gunpoint on national TV and do it at courthouses, and you find out that there's no law. You got to fill out hundreds of questions on the census. You only got to answer how many people live there. You find out that's a lie. You find out that driving's a privilege. A right, not a privilege. Now they're saying Second Amendment's a privilege, but we know it's a right. You see how they regulate the churches when First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. I mean, you find out that the government lies, state government lies, local government lies. I mean, just yesterday, the 911 says the state police never called him. And the man that said he called did call 18 minutes before the fire department got there. And the state police, the Capitol Police, lie and say they did call 911. And, it's just nonstop lying. Then they said they didn't have any officers on duty, and they said, okay, we did, but we won't say how many with the fire down there at the governor's mansion. I mean, you start trying to get into all the lies. The government and the Club of Rome and CFR write published reports, knowing the public will never read them, saying, we post them on InfoWars and Prison Planet, off their own site, saying, global warming's not man-made, and it's natural, but they're going to use it as a unifying force to set up world taxation and regulation. I mean, I know it's a fraud. Not even debating the science, they admit it's a fraud. I mean, why am I even debating the science with the 33,000 scientists we've got and the 2,000 scientists they've got, 33,000 saying it's all a fraud and a lie and a scam, that it's man-made or that it's bad? They got 2,000 scientists. It turns out a bunch of those didn't even sign on to the report. But that whole debate's a false debate because their own documents from the UN said in the 60s, and I've put them in my films, put it in Road to Tyranny. Made that 6.5 years ago. Put it in Endgame. Made that 8-9 months ago. They say it's a unifying effect to, quote, wage war against humanity and overpopulation and that we'll either say it's global cooling or global warming. We don't know what it's going to be in the next few decades. And then they decided in the 60s to go ahead and go with global ice age by 1980. Then things heated up because they really can't predict. And so they said, okay, we'll say it's global heating now. And I've looked at the equations of the average tree or plant, small, large, grasses, oak trees, doesn't matter. Just in its lifetime, thousands of tons of carbon dioxide are absorbed by them and then put back out as oxygen. It's the life cycle of the planet, sunlight, water, carbon dioxide, and oxygen. Doesn't matter. I have, quote, people on the other side on, and they just say, nope, trees put out carbon, more carbon than they bring in. And I go, but that's not the facts. And they just say, doesn't matter. You see, when you're ill-informed, when you don't know how the world works, when you don't have any facts in your mind that matter. I mean, you know about O.J. and Hulk Hogan's son wrecking, and you know about Anna Nicole Smith, and you know about Lacey Peterson, and you know about the Dallas Cowboys, and you know about a murder of a steroids dealer, or you know about, your boss's pants fell down once at a meeting, or that Barack Obama sneaks around smoking cigarettes. They trained us, and they said they'd do this 100 years ago, the National Banking Association. Put out a report publicly, the letter's been published many times, saying that too many Americans read, we're the most literate people in the world, they're too smart, Americans are addicted to facts and government and knowing what's going on, we've got to take over education and the media and bring out trivialities and dumb them down. I mean, and they did it. And the heads of education, like Dewey and others, said 80 years ago, 100 years ago, and we've John Taylor Gatto on his website wrote a 700-page book. It's free. The whole thing's footnotes and documents where thousands of government documents say they were going to dumb us down and make us stupid and destroy our society, and they've done it. There's no debating. And as if the cultural dumbing down was bad enough, there's all the chemical dumbing down. You know how many neuroscientists, how many surgeons, how many educators, how many studies have been done about the, on average, 20-point IQ reduction if you drink fluoride just in the first 5 years of life at one part per million? And by the time you brush your teeth and everything else you get it in, you're talking about 3, 4, 5, 10, 20 parts per million. Absolute massive brain damage. I'm brain damaged. You're brain damaged. We're all brain damaged together. They've hurt you. They said they were going to do it. That's only one thing they're attacking us with. And I've had the scientists on. I've read the government documents. I've read the reports. I've read Pulitzer Prize-winning books on World War II about how the Germans did it. I remember reading mainline history books. And we put links to them and posted them in congressional hearings about it. It came out in congressional hearings in the late 40s, early 50s when they were fluoridating our water, where they said, wait a minute. They planned a pan-German world state where they were going to, through eugenics, kill all the blacks, Asians, and Latin Americans, and then cull most of the whites, except for Northern Europeans, down to manageable levels, and that they would do this by getting control. When the Germans would take over a country, they would then fluoridate the water. I mean, that was, and of course the Soviets were the first to do it. They were doing it by the 20s. You know what it was like? Oh, I guess it was 8, 9 years ago when I really looked into fluoride and I really went to the University of Texas just to see their fluoride studies from the 30s and to read how it attacked all the organs, how it caused massive IQ reductions, measurable, and how they said it was a toxic sedative. Right where I live, the university studied it. They're attacking all of us, and I know I said I'd take your calls. It's just I can't get over these issues. I can't get over these facts. I want to warn you desperately. And that's why it makes me angry. Not for me personally, because I don't care about myself. We're growing exponentially. It's not even slowing the growth of our exponential phenomenon here at InfoWars. But it makes me mad because so many people that are attacking us are not government agents. They are simply products of our society. They know there's a new world order. They're angry about it, and they vent on me. When we had the money bomb, and I commend all of you and thank all of you. I'll have an update on that today. I forgot yesterday, but I will today. And I thank you That made people come out of the woodwork against us, and they openly said because of that. They're very mad about it. Raising $250,000. And out of the woodwork came, you know, all these people I knew years ago attacking me. People I promoted and pushed attacked me yesterday. And people I knew in Austin who I didn't really agree with, who were UFO nuts, you know, attacking me and lying. And it hurts my feelings for them because they're mad about the money bomb. And they're mad that Bilderberg got so much coverage and that our website traffic more than doubled in the last week and is sustaining that. We've gone to a new level. Why are you mad that I am on point, that I am on the vanguard, that my listeners have promoted this show to the point where it's reaching more people? You should thank God. We're all in this together. This is a great responsibility for me. This is a great weight on me. This has reduced my ego, not intensified it. And I just wish you'd spend your time warning people about fluoride and warning people about the vaccines and warning people about the NAFTA toll roads and warning people about the New World Order and warning them about how they control both parties. Because most of our movement, a large part of it, I'd say almost half, spends their time attacking other people in the movement like it's some type of competition between ourselves instead of getting anything done. And you are a detriment. I mean, I saw a website last night somebody sent me. And then it had links off to a message board and other places showing Terror Storm and Endgame, where it has all-seeing eyes and pyramids. Of course it does. I say they're New World Order, and I show a big, expensive graphic we paid for. We want to make this stuff slick with an all-seeing eye. Of course we identified our enemy symbol. I mean, that's so intellectually bankrupt and so silly and so stupid. You know, I've said to the crowd out there that waste so much of their time claiming I'm a CIA agent or I'm a, you know, work for the Vatican when I'm not even a Catholic and I'm not even attacking Catholics. And I say, why does your leader, the guy that pushes all this, he says the earth is on a string and the universe orbits it and nuclear bombs are Rosicrucian lines with magicians and in UFOs. I mean, this is insane crap. And you'll never address how the person that lies about me says that type of stuff. You'll never address that. You'll never admit you were wrong. You'll never admit the lies you've said about me are wrong. So I have guests on exposing the Pope pushing a new world order, and there's no doubt it's bad and that's going on, and that only makes you hate me more. When all I want to do is have brotherhood amongst all of us and fight the new world order. I mean, I make films exposing 2 years ago Israel carrying out the attack on the USS Liberty, and I talk about how our government was involved because the admirals on the show and the officers on the ship said that's what they believed, that it wasn't about stopping those radio transmissions out of Sinai, led by Ariel Sharon, the general, that it was about sinking the ship to blame it on Egypt and start a war, like Gulf of Tonkin started Vietnam a few years later. And you lie and say I'm covering up for Israel when for 12 years I've been interviewing the Liberty crew four or five, six, seven, eight times sometimes a year, and I've been shelling Loss of Liberty for 7 years? That's a lie. That's intellectually bankrupt, that you would lie and say that I was covering up the USS Liberty for Israel. It's a lie to say that we don't expose the fact that Israel's a big part of the New World Order. But we don't get into vitriol against any one group, and we don't sink to that racial or religious level, because that is the divide and conquer ether in which our enemies swim. Now, I know the vast majority of our listeners driving along in their cars or listening at work right now want to hear news and information. It's just that it is sad to me that the enemy has gotten us all to fight with each other. And I've told you, loving your neighbors, getting to know your neighbors, even if it doesn't do much, calling Congress, getting in the habit of interfacing, doing something, writing letters, going and confronting your congressman or woman when they're in their district and getting a hold of their hand and shaking it and saying, don't sell us out. That is effective. That first step is effective. I've told the people out there, like clockwork, every time we have a victory against the New World Order, every time we expose the New World Order, every time we get something done, every time we energize the population, every time my great listeners who are great leaders, whether they're Hispanic, black, white, old, young, from China or Russia or Mexico or the U.S. or Canada or Germany or England or Ireland or Scotland or Spain or Africa or Tibet. All I'm trying to do is get you to research on your own and go out and be a leader in your area and to have a positive, upbeat attitude and realize we can save humanity together. But we can't continue to do that if we find the differences we have with each other in where we live or what color we are or exactly what area of the New World Order we think runs it all. Instead, we need to fight the operations of the New World Order. We need to spend our time with the basics, waking up other people that don't have a master's degree in the New World Order like so many of you do, who've been studying this for decades, in some cases 50 years. We have to go out and wake up the people. All right, I know I said I'd go to your calls. Graham, Chris, Paul, Tom, Kevin. And we'll get to those calls the next segment, the next. Then we got Bob Chapman come on. We'll take calls early on with him on with us as well.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
This is a Civil War story of the Little Boy Blues that few know of. They were little Confederate boys, ages 11, 12, 13, 14, sons of the men of the old Richmond Light Infantry Blues, a regiment that had originally been formed in 1687, but this was the 1860s, and the Richmond men of the 1st Infantry were off fighting war. Fighting at Petersburg in Richmond, Virginia, was undefended. At that time, on the Union side, there was a one-armed colonel, Colonel Dahlgren, with a plan and orders. Take 2,000 men on a lightning raid, hit undefended Richmond, kill the Confederate president and Congress there, burn the town down, and free the Union prisoners held there. There were no soldiers at Richmond to defend it, but there were the reserve volunteers, the Little Boy Blues, and some old wounded Confederate soldiers in the hospital. When Colonel Dahlgren arrived just outside of Richmond, he laughed when he saw a line of little boys with guns taller than they. What happened? Go to AnotherUntoldStory.com and hear famed Civil War historian Richard Hoskins tell what happened. It's quite a story. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Like pages being turned in a book, our lives come and go. Like little sandcastles built at the edge of the sea. We're born, we go through trials and tribulations, we grow, we marry, we have our young, they grow. We grow old, we see our grandchildren and we're blessed. Then we pass across to the other side. Life is magic. Wonderment is all around you. To defeat the New World Order, we must first learn to appreciate the creation that we're all a part of. An endless stream of time and space. Graham in Washington, you're on the air. Welcome. He dropped just now. Chris in... Where are you calling from, Chris? Yep, Montreal, Chris. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
First time calling, et cetera, et cetera. Big fan. I have a few short comments. I don't want to take up too much of your time. First, I have a snide comment for people say you're fear-mongering. One, was Paul Revere fear-mongering? Two, you're just giving facts. And if people don't want to believe it, they have to throw insults, but they can't refute the facts. So,
well, I know a lot of people deny the facts. They're scary. And then if you admit the facts, you have to do something about it.
Yeah, well, they're absolutely frightening. And a lot of the time you hear something you don't want to believe, but that doesn't mean it's not true. And your reason should still be intact. Another short thing I just wanted to tell you, gas right now in Montreal is at $1.40 a liter, which is $5.60 a gallon.
Yes.
I don't drive my car anymore. It's sitting in a parking lot. I will not pay $5.60 a gallon for gas.
That's right. Use actually went down this summer from last year, but prices still explode when reserves are at all-time highs.
Yeah, and this I don't think is a good thing. I've heard other Canadians say, oh, the Canadian dollar and American dollar is almost equal now. That's so great. I just want to slap them because, obviously, if the American economy is collapsing... What do they think? Canadian economy?
Yeah, that's a black hole that's going to drag the whole planet's economy down with it.
Absolutely, absolutely. When I heard on your show that China dropped the U.S. dollar as the reserve currency,
they went to a basket about a year and a half ago. Yes.
Ugh. See, I don't know enough about an economic.
A basket
so
means
the
they
specifics.
Dumped it as their main peg and moved into diversification.
I just got frightened. I couldn't put together the numbers, but I know it's bad. Now, I had a question about the company Verint, security company, or I guess it's a camera-running company. I heard that they actually were monitoring the cameras in London subway during the 7/7 attacks, and I happen to know that they are also monitoring the cameras in the Montreal subway metro system. And given that, if that's true, I would like to hear a little bit more about Verint, the possibility of another false flag this summer, and what are high likely targets. I suspect Montreal because we're a little too complacent, and I think they probably want to smack us too, you know?
I am not familiar with Verint. It rings a vague bell, but I know that
always
the surveillance cameras get turned off during a false flag or the security is lowered for the false flag, just like we're seeing with the Texas governor's mansion.
See, that's what I'm worried about. I was briefly part of a 9/11 truth movement. I felt it was pretty ineffectual, honestly, at the time. But
you have to make it effective.
Pardon me?
You have to make it effective.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I think because it was a new movement, it's I'm sure it's still growing, but it was a little disorganized still, and it was making me a little nervous. But,
well, you can't expect to step into something that's made when it's new. I mean, it's good that it's unorganized to a certain extent because then it can't really be stopped. They can't coordinate actions against it. But listen, I appreciate your call. Paul, Tom, Kevin, and others, calls are straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Or below.